Her real name is Colleen LaRose, and after she became enamored of Islamist extremists she met online, she accepted a mission to travel to Sweden and murder cartoonist Lars Vilks, whose portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad enraged many Muslims. Vilks knew he'd been targeted, and speaking with the BBC, he said LaRose represented a different kind of jihadist.
They were showing a kind of new way, sending out a blonde American, which is very unexpected to do such a job.
That's one reason LaRose's case got so much attention. She was the new homegrown American face of jihad. Though LaRose went to Amsterdam and Ireland to meet with other extremists, they weren't capable of the job and the plot fizzled. LaRose came home, eventually pleaded guilty, and cooperated with the FBI. At her sentencing hearing, defense attorney Mark Wilson offered moving accounts of LaRose's childhood, which he called beyond Dickensian. He explained to reporters afterward.
Her father admitted that he had raped her. Lived in poverty that was increased by the alcoholism of parent and step-parent, and very difficult. She was a prostitute as a young teenager. Ran away several times.
And so, Wilson said, years later, when LaRose found an online community of Islamic extremists, she was easily manipulated.
She felt horrible about herself and the fact that anybody would consider her to have value was unique in her life. That was pretty much everything in this case. If she had been medicated at the time, if she had had treatment at the therapy at the time, this would have never happened, probably.
LaRose herself addressed the court, looking nothing like the blonde in the 1997 mugshot that appeared around the world in Jihad Jane stories 3 years ago. Now a plump 50-year-old, she appeared in a green prison jumpsuit with a black scarf covering her head. She's still a practicing Muslim. She told federal judge Patrice Tucker she was taken in by her online jihadist companions. Here's LaRose in a 2012 interview with Reuters Television.
I talked to them so much online, and I just felt like they were strong brothers and that they were very religious. I don't know. I loved my brothers so much. When they would tell me something, I would listen to them no matter what.
LaRose says she's taking medication for depression now and sees it all differently. She believes in a peaceful Islam. Prosecutors acknowledge LaRose cooperated with the government and say they understood her traumatic upbringing. But U.S. Attorney Zane Memminger says there are a lot of people with hard lives who may be weak and vulnerable, and it's important to send them a message.
If you engage in these type of activities, conspiring with others to engage in terroristic behavior, providing material support, you're going to be punished severely. And 10 years in federal prison is a substantial sentence.
LaRose will get credit for the 4 years, 3 months she's already been in custody. With good prison behavior, she could be released in 5 years. Dave Davies, WHYY News.